Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Glad you're here. Thanks for helping me celebrate 16 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're doing that this week with just about everybody as an original founding member of our brain trust, including our good friend Ken Grombach, who's already had his 15th anniversary. We're celebrating 16 years sometime early next year. Ken is a nationally recognized expert in the field of demographics. And he was relating his expertise on us for many, many years ago. He's the author of a number of books, but his new book is called The Age Curve, and he's here to talk to us about some very important things. Ken Grombach, welcome back to the show.
It is my pleasure, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's blown by, hasn't it?
A lot of people can't believe it. My banker can't believe it. My mama can't believe it. My ex-wife can't believe it. Nobody can believe it.
Because when I first met you, I said, you know, this guy's going nowhere.
Yeah, you were, you know, but you know what? Most people, somebody once said to me, you know, there's a lot of people who won't bet on Jim Blasingame, but nobody wants to bet against him.
That's true. That's why I keep on doing the shows.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Ken, one of the things that you and I have talked about over the years is quite a bit of demographic realities of various parts of the country, of the world. China has their issues. Japan has their issues. Europe has their issues. One of the things that was contrived, demographic problems that are coming home to roost right now in China was their one-child policy that's about 40 years old, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not quite that old, but it's pretty close. It's 34 years.
Yeah, but we got some news on that recently.
Yeah, well, the news is that they're pulling some of the restrictions, so they say. Now, they've said this before, but we'll see. They're pulling some of the restrictions on having a second child. If you meet certain criteria, you can have a second child.
Oh, really? So it's not wide open then?
No, it's definitely not wide open. I think they're under a lot of pressure from the rest of the world to stop, because there's so many, many, I mean, I can't think of any other way to say it, but evil things that are related to it.
Yeah.
If you have a child and your wife gets pregnant and the state or the government finds out, the child could be forcibly aborted and you could be sterilized.
Wow.
And that's common stuff. Jim, I read on this policy every single day because it's a policy that is essentially going to shape the world. It is downright, it's a devious policy. And in the last 34 years, the Chinese have prevented, and I'll put that in quotes,
yeah,
between 400 million and 500 million people, which means that under 34 years old, they're discovering now, but they don't have a future labor force, they don't have future leaders, they don't have future taxpayers, they don't have future consumers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they were thinking. I mean,
because they got a bunch of grumpy young men over there.
Well,
because many of those births that were aborted were female births.
Well, between 20 and 30 years old, men outnumber women by 30 million.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's 30 million young men who will never get married because there are no women counterparts.
That's what I say, grumpy guys. So what do you think about all this? How does all this, what does this portend for the future?
Well, what's going to happen if they started? One of two things are going to happen, and they're both bad. They have any nation, Jim, any nation in the world. I don't care if you're a Polynesian island or you're United States of America. You need to have heavy lifters.
Yep.
And in the United States, we have heavy lifters The heavy lifters are 40 to 60 years old. They're the people that earn the most money, pay the most taxes.
Peak production and earning years.
Yeah, and as you used to say, they kill more than they eat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they share.
Right.
And you have to have that. So, because you have elderly that can't care for themselves, and you have young that can't care for themselves yet.
So what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
20 seconds.
The hole in the population in China is going to move forward, and they're not going to have any heavy lifters in about 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Period. Another reason why, folks, another reason why you've heard me say before that China is not our enemy. China is its own enemy on many levels, not just demographically, but financially, environmentally especially. We're going to keep hearing these kind of other horror stories coming out of China. I'm convinced of that. King Grönbach and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.